Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also over the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, November 3rd, 2018. This is lesson 266, chapter 58, entitled Lazarus Comfort. Our opening hymn is entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And if any one of the dear family would like to join, you could bubble up. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. Dear light, for look at the Savior. A life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of the world will grow strangely dim. In the light of His glory and grace. Through death unto life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. O'er us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim. In the light of His glory and grace. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open with prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for blessing us with the opportunity to be able to enter into your Sabbath rest. May we lay all things at your feet and come with our hearts open to receive your wonderful blessings. Thank you for bringing us through this week. We know that all that we endured and all that happened was under your watchful eye, and then we needed to go through. I pray, Lord, that we all held on to you and we keep holding on to you, as you are the author and finisher of our faith. I pray that you will forgive us, Lord, for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown, conscious or unconscious. Lord, I pray for each and every one of our household that are listening, all the dear souls that are listening also, that are guests in the house. May they find peace in your word, not in anything that we have to say or do, but in your words, dear Father God, I pray. Lord Jesus, I pray for each and everyone. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins. And I pray, Lord, that you will be with each one that is sick and are afflicted in some way. I pray for those that are on their sickbed. I pray for those that are not able to lift up a prayer this morning. We offer up a prayer on behalf of them, dear Father, that you may touch them and make them whole according to your perfect will. I pray for each and every one of us that is lacking something today, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially. You are in control of everything. And once again, dear Father, nothing passes through your watchful eye. And I know that if we have to go through, the only way out is through. I pray that we continue to look to you, hold on to the confidence of the beginning of our faith as to why we started following you, so that we may not be lost with all that is going on around us. We thank you for all that you have done. Oh Jesus, I pray that you remove this headache that I'm battling, dear Father, and help me to be able to participate as if there was no headache, dear Father. You said anything that you ask on your Sabbath day that you will, if it be a perfect will, dear Father, that you will grant it. We thank you so much and we love you, O Lord. Please be with each and every one of us here. Plant your seeds deep into our hot soil, dear Father God. We thank you so much. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen. A warm welcome to our dear sister Francine. You are so missed. We are so glad that you're here, dear sister, and also your family. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 1, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will begin a new chapter of a lesson entitled Lazarus Comfort in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah.
John chapter 11, verse 2, King James Version. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Luke chapter 10, verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words.
Luke 10:40. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him, and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Is this better now? Okay. Okay. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Luke 10:42. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her."
Amen. So today we will cover pages 524. Through 525. We are in Desire of Ages, page 524, blah, blah, blah.
Among the most steadfast of Christ's disciples was Lazarus of Bethany. From their first day in his faith in Christ had been strong, his love for him was deep, and he was greatly beloved by the Savior. It was for Lazarus that the greatest of Christ's miracles was performed. The Savior blessed all who sought his help. He loves all the human family, but to some he is bound by peculiarly tender associations. His heart was knit by a strong bond of affection to the family of Bethany. For one of For one of them his most wonderful work was wrought. Desire of Ages, page 524, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, everyone, boys and girls, who was the most steadfast of Christ's disciples, and how did Christ feel about him and his family? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer was, it was Lazarus of Bethany who, from their first meeting, his faith in Christ had been strong. His love for him was deep. He was greatly beloved by the Savior, and he loves all the human family. But he is bound by peculiarly tender associations. His heart was knit by a strong bond of affection to the family at Bethany.
Desire of Ages, page 524. At home Lazarus, Jesus had often found rest. The Savior had no home of his own. He was dependent on the hospitality of his friends and disciples, and often, when weary, thirsting for human fellowship. He had been glad to escape to this peaceful household, away from the suspicion and jealousy of the angry Pharisees. Here he found a sincere welcome and pure, holy friendship. Here he could speak with simplicity and perfect freedom, knowing that his words would be understood and treasured. Desire of Ages, 524, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus find as well as experience at the home of Lazarus when away from the suspicion and jealousy of the angry Pharisees? And why could he speak with simplicity and perfect freedom? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus had often found rest when weary, thirsting for human fellowship. He had been glad to escape to this peaceful household. Here he found a sincere welcome and pure holy friendship, and he can speak knowing that his words would be understood and treasured.
Amen. So let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 103 and 105.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How sweet are the words unto my taste, ye sweeter than honey to my mouth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, 105, and verse 103, ye sweeter than honey to my mouth. Thy word.
Amen. This beautiful scripture song is taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section The Living Word. We are in this.
Our Savior appreciated a quiet home and interested listeners. He longed for human tenderness, courtesy, and affection. Those who received the heavenly instruction he was always ready to impart, were greatly blessed. As the multitudes followed Christ through the open fields, he unfolded to them the beauties of the natural world. And continue on the next slide, please. He sought to open the eyes of their understanding, that they might see how the hand of God upholds the world. In order to call out an appreciation of God's goodness and benevolence, he called the attention of his hearers to the gentle falling dew, to the soft showers of rain, and to the bright and the bright sunshine, given alike to good and evil. He desired to realize more fully the regard that God bestows on the human instrumentalities he had created. And on the slide, it shows a picture of the water, of the earth, the sunshine, the greeneries, and also there's a verse from Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, King James Version, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. And continuing on the next slide, please. But the multitudes were slow of hearing, and in the home at Bethany, Christ found rest from the weary conflict of public life. Here he opened to an appreciative audience the volume of Providence. In these private interviews, he unfolded to his hearers that which he did not attempt to tell the mixed multitude. He needed not to speak to his friends in parables. Desire of Ages, page 524, paragraph 3.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. Question, boys and girls and family, what does our Savior appreciate of a home and longs for from humanity? And what does he do with those who receive the heavenly instruction? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
He appreciated a quiet home and impressed listeners. He longed for human
tenderness, courtesy,
and affection, and he was always ready to impart when greatly blessed.
Amen. Good job. Question, everyone, families, boys and girls, what did our Savior do in order to call out an appreciation of God's goodness and benevolence? And what did he unfold in these private interviews to his hearer, and why? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble
up. So man.
He called the attention of his
hearers
to the gentle falling dew, to the soft showers of rain and the bright sunshine, given a light to good and evil, and he unfolded to his hearers that which he did not attempt to tell to the mixed multitude. He needed not to speak to his friend in parables.
Desire of Ages, page 525. As Christ gave his wonderful lessons, Mary sat at his feet, a reverent and devoted listener. On one occasion, Martha, perplexed with the care of preparing the meal, went to Christ, saying, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. This was the time of Christ's first visit to Bethany. The Savior and his disciples had just made the toilsome journey on foot from Jericho. Next slide, please. Martha was anxious to provide for their comfort, and in her anxiety she forgot the courtesy due to her guest. Jesus answered her with mild and patient words, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary was storing her mind with the precious words falling from the Savior's lips, words that were more precious to her than earth's most costly jewels. Desire of Ages, page 525, paragraph 1.
Amen, and welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining us. Question, everyone, families, boys and girls, and even our guests, mommies and daddies. How did Mary react to Christ as he gave his wonderful lesson while Martha felt what on one occasion? If you know the answer, dear ones, bubble.
Anyway, so.
Mary sat at his feet, a reverent and devoted listener, while Martha
perplexed
with the care of preparing the meal, went to Christ, saying, Lord,
dost thou not care?
Thou not care that my sister
has left
me to serve alone.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book 1 Peter, and we will see in the scripture what the Lord wants all of those little martyrs around the world to know, and also Mary and us all at the same time. This scripture song is taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Peaceful Rest from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 from the King James.
He careth for you. He careth for you, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5 verse 7.
Amen. Let us continue in our study.
Desire of Ages, page 525. The one thing that Martha needed was a calm, devotional spirit. A deeper anxiety for knowledge concerning the future, mortal life, immortal life, and the graces necessary for spiritual advancement. She needed less anxiety for the things which pass away and more for those things which endure forever. Jesus would teach his children to seize every moment of gaining that knowledge which will make them wise unto salvation.
The cause of Christ needs careful,
energetic
workers. There is a wide field for the
Martha's
with their zeal in avidity. Religious work, but let them first sit with Mary at the feet of Jesus.
Energy be sanctified
by the grace of Christ, then the life will be unconquerable, powerful, good.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls and family. What one thing did Martha was in need of, and what should the wide feel for the martyrs of today with their zeal in active religious work? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, babala.
The thing that Martha needed was the calm devotional spirit and deep anxiety for knowledge concerning the future, immortal life, and the graces necessary for spiritual advancement, and let them first sit with Mary at the feet of Jesus. Let diligence, promptness, and energy be sanctified by grace of Christ, and then the life will be unconquerable power for good.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn our last beautiful hymn together, dear ones, entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. And if you know the hymn, if you like to also sing it along, you could be able to bubble up, dear ones. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what word I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may it find me dear each day.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past, for his love has been so gracious, it has warmed my heart at last.
Satan at the feet of Jesus, where can mortals be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and when weary find sweet rest.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day.
Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit low at thy feet. Oh, look down and love upon me. Let me see thy face, O sweet.
Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness. Praise the Lord, everyone. Good job. We have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, dear ones. And this is the time that I ask all the little ones to come very close because it's story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. And here we go. It's on divine wisdom today. Wisdom is how a person uses knowledge. See, just because a person has had lots of education doesn't mean they are wise. They're educated, but not necessarily wise. You see, the wise, educated people don't believe in God. They're evolutionists, and that's not wisdom. Okay. For wisdom is better than rubies. A ruby is a precious and costly stone. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared with it. Nothing out there can be compared with true wisdom. If Adam and Eve had never touched the forbidden tree, that is, the tree that God said, don't touch it, the Lord imparted or given to them knowledge, knowledge upon which rests no curse of sin, knowledge that would have brought them everlasting joy. That's a long time. Only knowledge they gained by their disobedience or by disobeying was the knowledge of sin and its results. Age after age, or year after year, the curiosity of men has led them to seek for the tree of knowledge. And often they think they are plucking or picking the fruit most essential, when like Solomon's research, they find it altogether vanity and nothingness. It's no good. It has no value in comparison with the science of true holiness, which will open to them the gates of the city of God. The human ambition or desire has been seeking for that kind of knowledge that will bring to them glory and self-exaltation and supremacy. That means people would think that they're really smart. Well, God doesn't see it that way. Thus, Adam and Eve were worked upon by Satan until God's restraint was snapped asunder. People stopped obeying God. An education under the teacher of lies, that was the devil, began in order that they might have the knowledge which God had refused them. When the devil tempted Eve, he said, "Eat this fruit, and you will be like God, you'll know good and evil." It would have been better if we had never learned what evil was or is. True wisdom is a treasure of lasting as eternity. Many of the world's so-called wise men are wise only in their own estimation. They just think they're smart. Content with the acquisition of worldly wisdom, or happy with the world's knowledge, they never enter the garden of God to become acquainted with or know the treasures of knowledge contained in His holy word. Supposing themselves to be wise, they are ignorant concerning the wisdom which all must have who gain eternal life. The unlearned man, that's a person who has had little or no education, if he knows God and Jesus Christ, has a more enduring wisdom than has the most learned man who despises or laughs at it. That is the instruction of God. That means his knowledge will last a lot longer than the sinner's knowledge. Divine wisdom is to be a lamp to our feet. It shows us how to live. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but rooted and grounded in the truth, you will be able with those things. You will abide with those things that can't be shaken. In other words, if you believe God's word, error won't cause you to accept it or believe it. That's from Sons and Daughters of God, 183. And our verse again says, "For wisdom is better than rubies." What's a ruby? It's a very precious and costly stone. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared with it. Proverbs 8:11. Wisdom is better than precious stones.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Father Dick. So next week, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, Lazarus Comfort. Can't wait to hear what the Lord places in your heart. And if there's any word that was hard to understand or even would like to know the meaning of it, you have homework to do so you could share it with us and how it has impacted on the reading for you all, dear little ones. Mommy's help as much as you can to be able to help them, that we may have fellowship next week. So please have your question prepared and sent before Thursday, latest Friday of this coming Sabbath. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
Could we all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts? Our Father, we thank you for in the spirit to have this blessed day. We thank you for in the spirit of... Oh boy. We thank you for in the spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for in the spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong, your sight, life, and known. I pray you may be with us as this weather keeps on getting colder. We pray that we may be able to always be especially warm with having you in our minds and our hearts. And also, we pray that you may be able to let us help all these sinners who are left in the dark and are filled with sin. We pray that we may be able to do whatever we can helping these people change. And you don't know how, but we pray that they may have open ears, that they may have you in their minds to think about. And we also pray that you may be able to keep on helping us, be able to keep on caring for one another, even help us get through any difficulties that may be happening. Let us also be strong and be courageous, and also be resourceful if there is anything that we don't necessarily need, but that can be used just as good. We pray that we may be able to use that. Let us be able to also keep in mind anything that you trust, anything that you give us, but be courageous and unselfish, any character trait that is of thee. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being known, and you promised us this, my prayer in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with part two review of chapter 58, Lazarus Comfort, and that will take place November 10th. 2018. We have prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy and hope and pray that you are blessed, dear one, and may you have a blessed rest of this Sabbath. And welcome to all the guests and those returning. We are so glad that you are here with us. Have a blessed and restful Sabbath, dear ones.